Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, 313, live from Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash. I'm the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, as always with my brother Greg. What's going on, brother?
Good evening.
Man, what a weekend we had and what a weekend we got going next, or coming up tomorrow, starting tomorrow.
Man,
we got
too much wrestling, but I got to admit, I missed Sunday at Pro Wrestling All-Stars at Knights of Columbus. And I don't know. If I knew it would have been outdoors and be a little more laid back, I might have tried harder to go. But, dude, I was just so exhausted from Friday and Saturday night. Awesome shows. Awesome weekend, as always. The indie scene in the Midwest, namely Metro Detroit downriver, is fucking fire.
Oh, man, you already know. We're on fire, and we're just getting started, brother, and you already know. And, Horse, man, I don't even know where to start. I mean, if you want to start for Friday, I mean, we can get into Saturday
Friday,
and go into Sunday.
So, Friday, Pro Wrestling Stars of Detroit from the Victory Gym in Brownstown, man. Awesome show. We got a lot of new faces, like, you know, making big appearances. Solo, I'm big on him, and a lot of other new guys that we're starting to see, that like Lamario. Oh my God, dude, that guy I believe is gonna be a big star. But you know, now Greg King Logan and Zach Thomas are calling themselves Midwest Scum. They've started this little faction, and man, they dominated.
Man, I'm telling you. I mean, I told you from the get go when I seen that Jack King Logan and Zach Thomas were a unit, and then they got the Guru on. I never had nothing with the Guru. You want to kill the Guru? I love the Guru. That's my dog. But
fuck that guy.
Them three together. No, fuck that. I love the Guru. Guru, you my guy.
I almost had to stab that guy twice this weekend. Yeah, he come running up on me Friday, man. He was going to do something to me.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
I love that guy. I actually do. I'll admit it this once. So, you know, if you're listening, you heard it. You heard it here. If not, from here on out, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Because I love him.
No, that's my dog.
But the most intriguing part of the whole weekend, friends of the show, I'd say, you know, very good friends of the show, Capital Vices, were in town. And, man, they challenged on Friday for the PWAF Tag Team Championship, and they came up short.
Man, man, the weekend, the whole weekend was flipping fire, I tell you. And then we got to meet X Division champion this weekend too.
Man,
Ace
they
Austin,
one more thing
to
I just want to bring up. I just want to bring up one more thing from Friday because it's going to go into something we're going to talk about here in a little bit when we talk about this weekend Pro Wrestling All-Star event live from the Victory Gym. As always, tickets, very affordable. You know, kids, they show the love. $10 for adults, $5 for the kids. Great time. Come on out. It's going to be great. But anyways, we had Rick Cartier, Atlas Hightower, and once again, as always, that rat bastard from the Dead Faction, the Threat. That's right, Dead Faction. As you know, they I'm sorry, Rick Cartier did not play Atlas Hightower. I don't even know why I said that. It was Saturn Price. And after the cowardly attack he made on, you know, our good friend, it turned into a beatdown. And now, this Friday, we're going to talk more about this in a little bit, it's going to be a 3-on-1 handicap match. The Coward Rivera, Cartier, and Saturn Price.
Versus Atlas Hightower.
He's going to whoop their ass. He's going to find a way. I can't believe Atlas hasn't, because let's face it, dude. Atlas has friends. I can't believe he hasn't recruited some backup, but he hasn't. Time, he's going out there, he puts his head down, he mans up, and he runs this ring. Whether it's against one guy or three, the odds been stacked against him all year. This been going on a year now, Rivera, you know, since he smartened up that Rivera was a fucking virus. You know, Atlas had the fucking Rona, and the Rona is the, you know, Mega Mouth Rivera. And there's no vaccine for his punk ass. He's got to beat the shit out of him.
That's the truth. Got to FIO that shit sometimes with Steven Rivera.
Yeah, FIO that guy. That's exactly what it is.
FIO that shit. Exactly.
Yeah, FIO that fucking guy.
Yes, that's for damn sure. That's
so, dude, Saturday,
sure, I'm talking.
Highlight of my weekend, man. So much to talk about. The Women's Championship Gauntlet match, the Deathmatch tournament.
Oh, what a match.
We talked about
and then
that.
Congratulations to the Women's Champion.
Man, we seen Madman.
Congratulations to Hannah Henderson.
Austin,
man, she deserves it. Go ahead.
Yeah, the X Division Championship was defended. The Freedom Ramsey challenged in his rematch against Schwartzy for the TKW Championship, which at the end of that set up our next big
and then
main
we
event,
have,
but...
And then we have new TKW Tag Team Champions, and I was right. My loyalty was right. I told you, the No Man's were going to be not transitional champions. I'm not going to say that in disrespect because that's not right, but I knew where the Capital Vices were coming from.
They were the inaugural champions. There can only be one first, brother, and the first was the Nomad.
Yeah, you're right. You're completely right.
Nobody can ever
agree with you.
You might forget who the third or fourth champion was, but you won't forget who the first was.
True, but my loyalty was to the Capital Vices, and yours was to the Nomads, and Capital Vices came out on top.
They did, man. And Capital. I always joke and say clean in the middle, but, man, clean in the middle. Capital Vices, congratulations, friends of the show. I'm actually very happy for them. I was so busy cleaning up.
Dude,
blood and stuff.
I'm talking about Capital Vices, man. Talking about Capital Vices, man. Them guys were so flipping hard, man, and it's showing. Like Jason said on his Facebook about 4 hours ago, man, put COVID aside, put real life aside, man, these guys worked hard for the wrestling we wrestle with Mania show that they got going on. Such a fire show, man. They got wrestlers from all over, everywhere, from MLW, AEW, Impact. They're going to be in a fatal. Actually, they're going to be in a fatal five-way match. It's going to be Death Third Army, and Tommy Vanzetta and Price, Jack Price. I said Tommy Price. But Jack Price and Tommy Vanzetta versus Ace Austin versus Capital Vices sending money for the X Division Championship.
Team
now
Tommy Price.
I said Jack Price. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know, man. But we've seen what Ace Austin could do live for his championship, and that dude is fucking some fire. I've been watching Ace Austin for a while on Impact for the past year that I've been watching Moose in his Impact Heavyweight Championship. Last year, Ace Austin was the X Division champion. He had a good match with Tessa Blanchard for that belt, and actually won that match. And man, like I said, Ace Austin's a great talent, and he's so young, man. He's just starting.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that. Unfortunately, in a minute, we have to talk about it. I enjoyed the match.
Oh,
but yeah, we'll come back to that in a minute.
You feeling
but
sensitive about MMP's loss? Oh, it's okay, Greg.
I might be a little salty, though.
Yeah, I know.
I might be a little salty.
I finally fucking told you, and it was bound to happen. He's not, you know, he may be unkillable because he almost did get killed by Tommy Vanzetta about a month ago. But my thing is, you're not always unbeatable. You're the best. You're a great wrestler, MM3. Eres mi carnal, and you know it. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody is beatable. I completely agree with you. Anybody can be beaten, and that's the thing. And that's where, I mean, we got world travel. I mean, X Division champion, and MM3 took him to the limit. And, I mean, he kicked out of the off with his head. He was going for the process. Pile driver
yes.
never got to hit him. Ace Austin, you know, gets the win. Awesome, awesome match. But to me, I mean, right there with that was the pre-show match, man. My first opportunity to see John Tate Keith live. I've been following his career for about 3 years on social media. First chance to see John Tate Keith live, man, with TJ Meyer and Alex Weir. What a fucking triple threat. That was the pre-show match at TKW.
Yeah. Dude, that match almost sold. To me, it could have stalled the show. It kind of did, but I got to give it to Ace Austin and MM3 for that match. But, I mean, the first match was, dude, did you see how he flew over the top rope and hit, dude, oh, my God.
And landed on his fucking feet, bro.
And landed on his feet, correct. Right. Bro, yes. That's the crazy thing. That is the crazy thing.
I mean, and
I've never seen
like, literally made it look
like
easy,
nothing.
Man.
Right, he made it look real easy. That's what I'm saying. These athletes, dude, and especially the ones that are going to be wrestling with Mania on that night, man, dude, these people work so hard. You got MM3 versus Mr. Grimm versus MLW's Myron Reed, dude. That's going to be a fire match. You got Ring of Honor, Reed Titus, versus MLW's Gino Medina. Man, you got Mikey, the heavyweight champion, Mikey Banker, dude, versus the Dread King Logan for the Crab Heavyweight Championship. That title, dude, is going to be prestigious in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? And because they're working so hard to do it. Like I said, you got the Fatal 5-Way for the X Division Championship. You got Death Threat Army, Tommy Vendetta, and Jack Price versus Capital Vice. See the money versus Ace Austin, champion, defending his championship. Dude, and then you got Flophouse's Booze and Palooza, dude. You got the fucking heavyweight championship match. The champion Hoodfoot versus Shug D, the challenger. Dude, Chuck Stein's going to be making his Flophouse debut in Florida. Finally, Chuck Stein's going to be in Florida for Mania weekend. Hopefully something happens for our local Chuck Stein, you know what I'm saying? And then you got Paulo Starr versus Lee Moriarty. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing his last name. And then so many more. You got Mickey Knuckles. You got Leatherface. Man, you got a whole lot of going on that weekend. Jeremiah's making his way down.
Yeah, since we got on the subject of WrestleMania weekend, we'll come back to the TKW results in just a second. But I just want to remind everybody, man, we got a big party, WrestleMania, at
2 weeks away, guys.
2 weeks live
Imagine
at the Royal
Theater.
Oak. Imagine Theater.
Imagine
We're
Theater.
We're gonna hosted by your boys. We're gonna
the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
It's gonna be awesome,
brother Martez.
Yes.
And I know you know, but
and I
can't wait. We're gonna see the main event of WrestleMania. We're gonna chill. We're gonna have fun, brother Martez. Thank you for everything, and thank you for the opportunity for us to host it. And man, dude, we love you. We love this platform. We love Open Talk Radio,
yeah.
313 The Flash.
So excited about this party, man. Get your tickets. You can get them through Eventbrite.com, or you can get a hold of Martez Ale on Facebook. It'll lead you to it. Or myself in the Texan. Get a hold of one of us. We'll lead you in the right direction, and we hope to see you there for night two.
We'll make magic happen because that's what Mania is about, is making magic happen. And everybody's going to make magic happen. WrestleMania weekend coming up from here all the way to Florida, from our side to the indie side. That's going to be wrestling with Mania, man. I'm so excited for WrestleMania weekend. WrestleMania weekend's a special weekend for me, and I'm going to say why is because it's all, you know what I'm saying? It's a special weekend for everybody. It's a
man,
special
it's
weekend
be
for
a
everybody.
Special weekend that I'll never forget. I've been so excited for this.
No, dude.
To,
yes.
Hang out with Martez,
yes.
And, you know, enjoy night two of WrestleMania. I mean, I've never gone to closed circuit television. It was a thing when, you know, I was a little kid, like WrestleMania 1 and 2, but I never experienced it. It's almost going to be like that, in that it's going to be on, you know, giant, like, theater TV. Can you imagine watching WrestleMania in the Imagine Theater? I mean, oh, it's going to be fucking sweet.
Dude, too sweet? Too sweet, my brother, for life. Open Talk Radio for life.
And
all day.
So, yeah, back to our TKW night. The first official match was the Hollow and the Purge.
With Madman Fulton.
And we,
now that was,
we're
that was such
at,
a great match, too.
Justin Pilgrim's final little run here. He's announced his retirement, and I was going to go ahead and say it. I'm hoping that, you know, this is one of them things, which I've seen it a lot, where a guy retires, where he's, you know, just tired. We know Justin Pilgrim dealt with some injuries and things, but he came back from that, the shoulder and all. And he's, I mean, in the gym looking better than I've ever seen him look. And he's just tired,
yeah,
man.
Sure.
And he's, I hope that he can take a break and come back and make some appearances. It'd be sweet. Or, you know, at least hopefully we'll continue to see him around. But TKW, he has like one more date left. It's not TKW, I believe. But, yeah, TKW.
And I think it is TKW. But, dude, nonetheless, Justin Pilgrim has been phenomenal since I've known him. And he was my old podcast partner when I started off, like after my second name change. And when I was Deathmatch Wrestling. And, dude, he's a great guy, nonetheless, and great talent. Hopefully, like you said, he comes back from his injury, like, you know what I'm saying, and comes back stronger and man, tears it up like he did when he came back the first time. I remember that's the reason why he joined me the first time, because he was like, you know, I asked him. He's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm injured nonetheless, you know what I'm saying, and I got time. Let's do it, you know, and, you know. And then he ended up going back to the ring. He's like, hey, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it anymore. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. And, hey, stuff happens. And hopefully maybe he can make some appearances on the show.
Yeah, I'll just say this, too, that he's not shy about giving his opinion on people or things. And,
right.
Shout out to Ian DeKay, my man. We,
Dude, that's my dude. I love Ian Decay, man. I was just talking about him earlier.
Yeah, look forward to another story time with Ian Decay in the near future.
Hold on. He was texting me earlier that he might call in, but he's like, dude, he's embarrassed because I'm going to say it right now. He's on the bus on the way to Ohio. There's nothing wrong with that. And I told him to call in nonetheless. I told him to call in nonetheless. I was like, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You're comfortable. Yeah. You're on the phone. You're just on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't realize he was traveling in a public way like that. Do you think Ian Decay can tell a Ian Decay story on a quiet bus full of people? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Fuck no.
Yeah, but look
I'm
for that,
that
soon.
Much.
So yeah, ADD me. We're back to TKW. We're back. We're still at the second match now. So the Guru had an invitational battle royal with a mystery prize, which I said was going to be a gram of bullshit hippie ragweed that the Guru smoked. That bullshit. But. Yeah, so he had this battle royal, and man, Lamario Starr, dude, I'm telling you, you're going to see this guy. This guy is ripped. This guy, I said Nolan Edwards would be around in a year, and I was right before he started, you know, spent more time not here than here, you know. Lamario Starr, 2 years tops, man. This guy is like a couple months in. I truly believe that I've seen his first matches at PWAS, and the guy's got the look, and he's decent now. He's going to be a star. Watch. The guy is going to only get better as, you know, anybody who loves wrestling and is in it for the right reasons, the master of craft, they always get better, obviously. And any veteran will tell you, that's just how it is. But Lamario Starr won the Battle Royal. He had it won, but man, and another guy.
Did he? Did he really?
This guy has strung quite a few victories together. We've seen him team with Alexander Van, but the Revolting Blob used.
I was gonna
strategy.
Say, did he really?
He stayed out of the mix. He actually ate chips at ringside with that dirty, no good hippie, the Guru. And he came in and dumped Lamario Starr when, you know, he believed he had the match won. Lamario Starr, I lost count. I got to watch it back. But, man, he had to have had 8-10 eliminations in that match. Lamario Starr dominated
I'm not even going to lie. He's going to be a star, dude. That dude is fucking huge, man.
And, dude, I will say Revolting Blob is a rookie himself. You know, he's made appearances,
yeah.
But we're just starting to see him now on a regular basis. I don't know if he knew what he had won, and I don't know if you'd call this a win. He won a deathmatch.
A bag of Cheetos.
Tournament spot against Chuck Stein in the first round.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, we, Chuck whooped his ass.
For sure. Chuck fucking
murdered
his ass. Murdered
and
him.
Then we got
but
the
dude,
rematch.
That Mickey Knuckles versus Chuck, yes. That match was fucking fire.
After this match ended, Mickey Knuckles comes out. She is in the tournament. And she fights Chuck Stein right then at the beginning, lets him know what a fucking asshole he is. For bringing Marshmallow, she had, you know, had him literally stuck in her ass, she said, and she gave him
stuck everywhere. I remember, fucking
she
Mickey. Mickey Knuckles is fucking awesome, dude. Mickey
he kicked
Knuckles
him right in the nuts
awesome.
And told him they were even.
Yeah. She kicked him right in the nuts and fucking made him regret fucking that. I bet you he regrets some fucking Marshmallows then. I bet you he regretted it then.
I mean, it started with a kick in the nuts, but man, Chuck,
But yeah, dude, she
got the win again against Mickey.
Dude, that fucking finish was crazy. That finish was crazy of the end of that match. The way he powerbombed Mickey Knuckles through that fucking pallet of fucking barbed wire, and the way she hit her head on the corner of that fucking pallet.
Wow.
That was fucking nuts.
Dude, we still have, so this is, I'm not looking at the bracket. I'm not sure how that played in, how it was a first. I believe that Chuck and Revolting Blob may have been a pre-first round match because it went on, continued with the first round with a barbed wire madness match between Tommy Vendetta and Matthias Thrasher.
Yeah. Man, that fucking match, that Taipei collar match, that death match between Cartier versus Longhorn, bro, that match was fucking crazy.
So that was the next match after Vendetta beat Thrasher again.
Yeah.
What a match, another death match. So we got another death match right on the heels of that. We got Cartier Longhorn in a Taipei dog collar match. I don't think it's ever been done, not that I know of. I've never seen a Taipei dog collar match.
Man,
Cartier had the perfect spread of blood, bro.
He did.
Man, had complete the proverbial creep.
He's the old school. He's the old school Rick Cartier. That's what everybody fails and forgets, is that he is the old school Rick Cartier. So he's going to know how to fucking do everything from fucking suplexing and fucking kicking ass to fucking bleeding and fucking making sure somebody else bleeds with him.
But Longhorn got the win, defeats Cartier. So then we go on to the next match. Now, we talked about this last week, and I said, you know, how is this going to work? And I actually asked Pete during setup, I'm like, bro, how is that going to work? Like, you're the champ. I thought, and I'm like, so are you going to defend the title? And he said, absolutely. I am going to defend the fucking title every match all the way through the tournament from the first round to the main event. I'm going to defend the title. So, man, Peter B versus the Phoenix Kid. Now, we forgot to talk about that Friday night. The Phoenix Kid had a match at Pro Wrestling All-Stars. He was confronted by Pete, and, you know, Pete gave him a taste of things to come. So, you know, there's a little extra tension going into it. This was a thumbtack match, and Peter B.
That's just crazy, but at the end, man, you had Madman Pondo in the mix, and you had a lot of fucking shit.
No, that was the next match after the finish. So, literally, in the ring, from defending the Deathmatch Championship, a bloody Peter B is confronted by Madman Pondo in a pick-your-poison match. And, man, how wild was that? This was, man.
Yeah, dude.
I spent the whole intermission cleaning up puddles of blood from this match. It was unbelievable. What a bloody massacre. And Madman Pondo wrestles away the AIWF Deathmatch Championship from Peter B. Beautiful, and Pondo is now the reigning, at this point, the reigning defending AIWF Deathmatch Champion, and as we go to intermission. And, man, the second half, lots of things to come. We kicked it off with the Women's Gauntlet match. It started Ashley Lane and Alexi Sky gets the win.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole tournament
was good. That whole tournament was good. And
Karen comes out as the third participant, and Alex Sky gets the win again. I'm sorry, she didn't. Karen got the win. And is confronted by the next contestant, Jeremiah Goldman, who pins Karen. And then Hannah Henderson, fan favorite and nomad, comes out, defeats Goldmane, and then veteran Randy West. And what a final two it was, man. These two girls wrestled their heart out. They left it all in the ring. But at the end, what happened, Day-Day?
You got a new women's champion, the inaugural. Hannah Henderson is the inaugural first TKW women's champion. And congratulations to her, man. And she deserves it. I mean,
like many others, like Shawn Michaels in the ring at WrestleMania 12 and Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, kids champion.
The tears, and I mean, her journey has just begun, man. She's about a year and a half deep.
No, yeah, and that's for sure. She's going to.
And, you know, it's her first championship, and the tears, I was so happy for her. She was embraced by my life partner, PJ Meyer. And, man, what a moment. Congratulations to Hannah Henderson. Just the beginning of, man, many more championships. And, you know, as they say, man, as Peter B will tell you, because he lost the deathmatch championship that he intended on defending all the way through to the end of the night, he lost it before intermission. You know, it's harder to defend it than it is to get it. But, I mean, Hannah Gauntlet match, it was he had to beat a man and a veteran, quite a, you know, sharp veteran in Randy West. And again, congratulations. So we went from that back to the deathmatch side. A bed of nails match, Sean Lawhorn versus the champion Panda. And Lawhorn,
man, that's...
is the lead. AIWF deathmatch champion. He defeats Panda. So both men had been a grueling match. At that point, you know, I'd say as far as wear and tear, it was pretty even. Lawhorn had to go through Cartier in a Taipei dog collar match. Pondo had to go through Peter B. Beautiful, who, granted, was just in a thumbtack match with the Phoenix Kid. But, you know, congratulations to Lawhorn. He's the champion. Match 10, the home run derby match, man. Unbelievable. Chuck Lawhorn, Tommy Vendetta. And the saddest moment in deathmatch wrestling history, as we suffered the greatest loss in the Midwest that we have suffered since before Corona, man, the barbed wire bat of Chuck Stein.
Rest in peace to Barbie. Because, man, she was around from 2017 all the way until last week.
Unbelievable,
all the way,
man.
Until last
week. Four-year run. We've seen Lawhorn. It was Thrasher, I believe, that it. You know what? I think Barbie died in the Lawhorn match because Lawhorn. No, it wasn't. That was before that. It sure was.
Yeah.
But Chuck Stein defeats Tommy Vendetta in, man, a crazy war. Man, this show's going to be coming out on IWTV. You don't want to miss it. I mean, this whole card, especially if you're a deathmatch guy. I mean, and we're not done talking about it. We're going to move on for a moment from deathmatches. But, you know, the main event is set. It's going to be Chuck Stein, Sean Lawhorn in the glass chaos match. We're going to talk about in a minute. But the next match, Freedom Ramsey gets his rematch against Schwartzy. And Schwartzy once again prevailed. And after the match, Schwartzy called out. Who did he
gets
call
attacked
out,
by Lawhorn. He gets attacked and ambushed by.
He called Logan out.
Oh, he called Logan. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I was headed to the bathroom when that happened.
That's right. Yeah, you, So he called Logan out Logan, I mean, seriously, what did he expect? He shakes hands with him, and, you know, he teased it, but, I mean, So here's my question, and the question I had next. So they shake hands, you know, and he teases, pulling him in, and Lauren's like, yeah, I see ya. And he still don't let him go, and he catches him with the big belly to belly. So my question is this. Lauren's not a fucking idiot. You've seen it coming the first time. So I don't think Lauren's that stupid. I think Lawhorn, even though he's seen it coming, even though he's seen it coming, he couldn't stop it. And, you know, Drake King left him laying. But, yeah, that next show, we got Schwartzy versus Drake King Logan for the TKW championship.
For the heavyweight championship. Yeah, that is. Dude, I'm ready to see that one, to be honest.
Match was a banger, man. Ace Austin, MM3. We already, you know, you already know the ending. I'm salty. I ain't going to lie. Ace Austin, congratulations. Still the X Division champion. But don't worry, one day MM3 will be the Impact Heavyweight Champion. But so we already talked about that, so let's talk about the main event. Sean Lawhorn, Chuck Stein, what a fucking war. Bloody, bloody war. Glass everywhere. We cleaned up fucking glass till midnight. But Chuck Stein, Chucky four belts now.
Chucky four straps, boy.
Now look it. Chuck Stein. I got to give ultimate props to Chuck Stein because that man defended the PWAS Tag Team Championships against the Capital Vices on Friday night. On Saturday, Chuck Stein fights the Revolting Blob. Chuck Stein, you know what I mean, it went through this deathmatch tournament, defeats Lawhorn in the main event to become the deathmatch champion. Lawhorn, who also had a long night, props to him, but they are, man, what a night.
So, what Chucky Fourstraps, he has the former DSW Tag Team Championships, the PWAS Tag Team Championship, the Horse Slam Deathmatch Championship, and the AIWF Deathmatch Heavyweight Championship. Jesus Christ, that dude's dripping gold. The Dirty White Boy, Linkin Park, Don Rivers' own Dirty White Boy, Chucky Fourstraps. Jesus Christ.
And who knows? He could start collecting them from all over the United States. Who knows? He's going to be down there.
Now, let them.
I just want to give a shout-out real quick to a couple of people.
Pro Wrestling.
Speaking of pro wrestling, Pro Wrestling Edge. We got to see our friends again this weekend, man, at TKW. They are Brandon and Nick were out there, and Jordan was out there with them. Still didn't get to see Dan. Got to get Dan out there. Hopefully sometime soon we'll be seeing Dan. And shout out to the Michigan
Hopefully.
Independent Weekly guys. And, you know, we've seen Josh and Danny, the Happy Harper, the ice cream man, got me some ice cream.
I had some Happy Harper ice cream over the weekend, too. That shit was great.
Fuck yeah, I hooked him up with Tim. Tim knew him, but didn't know he was the ice cream man. He come up to me, and he's like, hey, man, can you hook me up with the ice cream man? He tells me who his wife is. He's like, she's with Logan's wife. Send the ice cream man to her, too, and tell her to look at the menu. So, you know, I mean, I'm crew at TKW, so I'm like, okay, a veteran tells me to do something, that's my job to do it. So I ran those couple errands for Sin and got him in touch. I'm like, hey, you know, I get Happy Harper doing. He's like, oh, man, yeah, you know, I just didn't know you were the ice cream man. I'm like, yeah, you know, now. So, I let Sin get the last War Boy peanut butter, dude. I was like, nah, there's only one, because he told me, I was like, he wants a War Boy, too. He's like, well, I only got one War Boy. I'm like, let's him get it, dude. He's got to try this shit. It's too good to, you know what I mean? Jack Spice instead in its place. Yeah, I brought some Happy Harper ice cream home. But, yeah, we got to see. And I just want to actually make a big fuss about Antonio. Antonio D'Onofrio on YouTube. He just started his YouTube channel. I said he would have at least drivers by within a week. He's already halfway to 100 in like 2-3 days. But, dude, check him out. He's at all the shows. He's getting the best shots through this photography work. It's fucking phenomenal. The videos and clips he's getting and editing is everything. I call him the kid. He's a grown man now. He's 18 years old. But, you know, I've known the kid for a few years. He's the fucking manager at KFC. I can't say enough about Antonio. And, man, his mom, Jamie, is, you know, an awesome person, awesome parent. You know, his little brother's an awesome individual, too, Jake. But they're awesome kids, dude. And I see Antonio going somewhere, and he knows all the right people, and he's doing all the right things. And, yeah, I'm telling you, man, his photography game, to me, Kim is the best in the business. I'm, you know, I'm not even partial to Kim. It's not even personal. I think that Kim is the best around here, but Antonio's going to be the best around here. There's, like, no doubt about it. He's so good. And, you know, he started this YouTube channel, and follow him on Facebook, Antonio Frio on Facebook. And he's your meme dealer. And, you know, you want to catch up on, look at his page. He's going to have lots of photos from the matches, lots of great clips. So, you know, I definitely had to bring that up while we gave a shout-out to all of our Midwest, you know, co-lovers of wrestling.
Right, for sure. So maybe me and Antonio could, like, fucking film on each side and fucking use each other's shit.
Yeah,
he's really good at it.
Man, he's always ringside, and he's always the shot. He's always in the right place. It's man, and like I said, there's editing. So check him out on YouTube. Antonio Donofrio is the name of his YouTube channel. Antonio Frio on Facebook. Check the kid out. He's awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I agree with you 100%, man. And but yeah, what
I'm
about this weekend, man? Friday night.
I don't even know much of the results from Sunday. We'll come back to Fastlane. And we planned on talking about that, you know, here later on. But, man, there's another big weekend to come. There's Pro Wrestling All-Stars, man. Keeping busy.
Dude, did you – I forgot. No, I've actually – to be honest, I'm going to talk a little bit about fucking Sunday. Sunday was a great fucking – a great show. I'm just going to speak on a couple of the matches. We had – I actually don't know who this tag team is, but they faced Moloch and the Soul Taker, man. They got straight up smashed. And then you had the Revolting Blob versus Jesse Daniels from Crab Wrestling, dude, in a hardcore match. Now, that match, dude, straight shoot got real. That straight shoot got real. And, well, not real, but, I mean, because they were going at it, and then Jesse busted the Blob with the crutch, and boy, that match, they straight went hardcore.
So at the end of the night,
the Blob actually got
the
win.
The Revolting Blob was, yeah, I wanted to talk about that when I said, you know, he won the Rumble. Guy, man, he got a dub with Alex Van Zandt a few weeks ago. This guy is just winning. He beat FIA.
He's winning.
Dude.
He is winning. He is fucking winning, dude. The Blob is going to go somewhere, dude. I'm going to tell you that. Because Revolting Blob is actually, you know, he's just starting. But, dude, he's going to go somewhere.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And speaking of going somewhere, Friday we got the Dread King Logan is defending the PWAS Heavyweight Championship against the former Junior Heavyweight Champion.
TJ
Myers. Man, he's moving on from the Junior Heavyweight Championship and now Albino Donkey Kong, Zach Thomas. And, man, he's moving on to the big strap. But, man, you know that rat bastard fuck. The Guru will be at ringside. High on that beer weed. And Albino Donkey Kong will be right in tow.
Yeah, that match is going to... That
I don't like TJ
really
Santos. That's my point. I love TJ, obviously. Big TJ Meyer guy. Always have been. I'm also a big War Inc. guy. Shout out to Dre fucking Jacobs. Top five guy on any of my lists, man. Probably top three guy on any list I'll make. A big man, all men, all around. Literally, the match I seen, the first indie show I went to around here, was Dre Jacobs Christmas. I've told the story a million times. But happy birthday to the war boy, Dre Jacobs.
That dude's great, man. The first time I seen him live, I got to actually film it live. And, dude, let me tell you, that match was fucking phenomenal. And I'm going to say that, man, and the match, it was Sean Stockmeyer versus the Big Bad Wolf, Sean Stockmeyer versus Dre Jacobs. That match was fucking, dude, one of the best matches I've seen since being in indie wrestling, for two big guys to do what they did. But Dre Jacobs can move, dude. Dre Jacobs can fucking move.
Yeah, dude, he can move. He can fly. He's the Extreme Intense Champion. We're going to talk more about that here next week, because XICW has a huge show coming up. There's so much to talk about. And, man, we're already like two-thirds of the way in.
Over there in Standish, Michigan. And you're going to see your boy maybe. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know, but remember what I told you, when Tommy Vendetta is going to get a hold of MM3, it's going to be something, because MM3 might be losing twice to Tommy Vendetta for some gold, because not only is MM3 going to face Tommy Vendetta for the Horsham Heavyweight Championship, and MM3 is going to lose that match, but he's going to also lose his Midwest Heavyweight Championship to the lovable psychopath Tommy Vendetta.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Demetrius
has been the Midwest champion for a long time. I think he's going to be Midwest champion for a long time more.
That's
going to be the match of the fucking year.
Don't count Tommy out, because your boy just lost, and that's going to be on his mind for a minute. Your boy just lost to Ace Austin for that X Division championship. Don't forget that, and that's going to be on his mind. And Tommy knows how to play their mind games. Don't forget, he's a lovable psychopath. And he's the heavyweight champion of Horseland, and he might want to be the Midwest heavyweight champion of XICW.
But the MM3 is the best on the fucking planet. He's
If he was the best on the planet, he would be XICW Midwest Heavyweight Champion and now X Division Champion. But he's not.
Like
is
you
he?
Said, anybody can be pinned. Anybody can be beat. You know, he's still the best on the fucking planet. He just took a loss that night.
Okay, but now he's going to have that on his mind, like I said. And
I will argue, I have one argument against that point that might say that he's not. James Ellsworth beat AJ Styles three times.
AJ
Styles. So,
and I was there the night that he lost to AJ Styles for the WWE Championship.
So is James Ellsworth better than AJ Styles now? AJ Styles is one of the best on the planet.
Don't put that perspective in. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't do that, because Tommy Vendetta can beat MM3. I am sure about that.
Sure. I mean, Ellsworth can beat AJ Styles. Why can't Tommy Vendetta beat MM3? No, I mean,
but he's going to do it twice. He's
going to
do it twice and when it counts. He's going to do it twice and when it counts. Because, no,
this isn't James
remember,
this Tommy
No, because remember, MM3 actually got a win over Tommy Vendetta, and MM3 won, but he took to his limits. Now, when it counts, I believe that Tommy Vendetta could take not just his name, retain his heavyweight championship in Horsham, but also gain some more gold in the XICW version, or the XICW mid-heavyweight championship.
We was that an alert for us?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah, that's all I got to say. You'll never know. You never know.
You definitely never know.
So my bets are on Tommy Vendetta. I'm sorry.
It's then like you said, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing that match twice here in the very near future. The Midwest Heavyweight Championship, it's not the Extreme Intense Championship. I believe we're going to see two entirely different styles of match in those two matches. I think the Horror Slam match is going to be more of a, honestly, a match that more favors Tommy Vendetta than MM3. I mean, we've seen him in Fans Bring the Weapons against DBA. We've seen him in the Cage of Extreme against DBA. And we've seen him at War Games. You know, I mean, MM3, we've seen him in death matches. We've seen him against Lancer in the death match. So,
I got that. I got those highlights on the show.
More favors Tommy Vendetta than it does MM3. I think SICW Midwest Heavyweight Championship match more favors MM3 in, conventional rules style of match.
No, for sure. I don't know, dude. Like I said, I can see Tommy Vendetta doing either death match or doing a regular style match. I can see it happening. And I'm, like I said, Tommy Vendetta's hungry. MM3's probably hungrier, but as of now, I see Tommy Vendetta very fucking hungry. He's hungry for that gold, and I believe that when he wants a piece of gold, he'll get it. Look what he did to Breyer. Wow. Breyer was champion for a minute, and he just came out strong, and no matter what kind of match it was, Breyer always finds a way to get that dub. Breyer always tries to find a way to get that dub, and he's done it for a while. That's why he's been the heavyweight champion for a long time. But Tommy Vendetta was hungrier. He humbled Breyer. Instead of Breyer humbling the rookie, he got humbled, and he lost his heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy Vendetta's not going to let that title go so easily. So MM3 is going to lose that match. MM3 is going to take another L a little bit sooner than later. And then he's going to face off versus Tommy Vendetta for that Midwest Heavyweight Championship, and that championship is going to be taken by Tommy Vendetta because he's hungry. No matter if how long MM3 has been Midwest Heavyweight Champion, which has been for a long time now, over a year. And
over 2 years.
It's been 2 years since 2019. That's right.
It's been over 2 years.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but I think that MM3, like you said, it's harder to defend the championship than it is to win it. Now, you're looking to defend your championship.
And MM3's been defending that thing for a minute.
Okay, I like I said, I understand that, but you got a dangerous, hungry Tommy Vendetta that's looking for gold, and he's going to take what he wants. Because he's a likable psychopath. MM3 may be best in the world, but a psychopath would find any which way to get what he wants, and he wants that gold, and he's going to get it, and he's going to take and retain his championship versus MM3 twice for two different championships.
That's, man, definitely a must-be main event. That's what I'm planning on.
And my money is, like I said, my money is on Tommy Vendetta because he's hungry. He's hungry for gold.
Wow.
My money is on Tommy Vendetta.
We're going to again, we're going to talk more about that big card here next week.
Yes, for sure. That's for sure.
That's going to be April 3rd, Saturday, April 3rd in Standish, Michigan. So, long road trip.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So we also, on Sunday, besides the big pro wrestling all-star show, we had Fastlane, WWE, actually put on a decent pay-per-view.
That show was pretty damn good, I got to say, man. And that ending, that Daniel Bryan match, man, he almost had it. If it wasn't for Jey Uso interfering, man, I believe that he did tap out. Roman Reigns tapped out. If it wasn't for Jey Uso interfering and Edge was in, man, we would have had a new Universal Champion and a new main event to WrestleMania. It would have been Daniel Bryan versus Edge, which, I mean, doesn't sound bad to me.
I would have rather seen that, honestly. I think it ends up a triple threat match, but... Actually, Edge could have called for the bell in the tap out. Instead, he decided to annihilate everybody with a chair.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, I believe Edge kind of turned heel, but I don't think so. But, I mean, I can't wait to WrestleMania. This year's WrestleMania, to me, has been the most exciting you don't know what's going to happen. Unpredictable, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, it's a very unpredictable. We didn't know that Bobby Lashley was going to beat The Miz so quick for the WWE Championship and become the almighty WWE champion. And he's going to be facing Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre's headed into his second year in a row going into the co-main event, whatever you want to call it, of night one WrestleMania. You know what I mean? And you got a women's championship match, which was supposed to be featured Charlotte, I believe. That's why she got pulled from WrestleMania for, I believe, being on a TV show. But they said that she had COVID, but she's scheduled to be on SmackDown, I heard. But you got Rhea Ripley versus Asuka for that championship. You know, you got a very unpredictable WrestleMania and a different WrestleMania that we haven't seen in a long time. WrestleMania is very different this year instead of the same old. Part-timers being heavyweight champions and main eventing WrestleManias for the championship, like Brock Lesnar, John Cena, and other people, you know what I mean? You got actually full-time wrestlers being champions and main eventing this year's WrestleMania.
It's going to be nice to see real-ass people. Like, I am all for the piped-in crowd noise. It makes it, I don't know, it was too
awkward. It makes it a whole lot better.
One of the things that turned me off to watching was that, you know,
no crowd.
It was just too fucking weird.
No, for sure. It was weird, and then they got to the Thunderdome, and the Thunderdome's not really that bad, to be honest. The Thunderdome is not that bad. I kind
of
got used to it, to be honest, when I still watch.
You have the visual of fans. You have the sound of fans being piped in, but fuck all that. Finally,
No, but I'm saying, I mean, to be honest, it's been over a year. It's been over a year, you know, coming up, a few weeks off of both being over a year. But, I mean, you got to really look at it. I mean, I kind of got used to it. But, I mean, I miss having the fans, and I miss going to WWE shows. I had a streak going on from 2016 all the way to 2018, almost 19, and going to every WWE show. And, I missed having that pop.
I spent $200, and it's not, you know what I mean?
It depends how you do it.
Well, I mean,
if you don't spend
$50 a ticket, you're barely seeing, and the experience is less. So we had gone to Raw, right? Well, that was way more fun. And, you know, I mean, who doesn't want a souvenir, especially for, and the souvenirs cost more. You know what I mean? Like, That's why I can't say it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a bad seat. You
no, I love indie wrestling. No, no,
yeah,
for sure. You don't need none of the high-tech shit, but...
And the cost and the experience, like, the last time I sold it, like, a year later, we went to Raw the next time it came, because they always used to come at WrestleMania season, you know, about a couple, few weeks out from WrestleMania, we usually did a Raw show here in Detroit, and went to that next one, we're like, wow, like, we could have literally, we just spent, like, and Bradley got very few gimmicks, but it still was like $200, and it was like, we didn't have great seats. It was, you know, I mean, we could see, but we didn't have great seats, spent a lot of money, spent, you know, $20 to park. It was, it turned me out. I don't like the WWE experience, really.
I mean, I love the indie wrestling. Like I said, I fell in love with indie wrestling when I started the podcast. But, I mean, when I was going to wrestling, it was like, okay, you get to hang out with a bunch of people, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, what I did is I got dropped off. I let my people drop me off. I would go on a people mover. I would go hit Pizza Papa's. I would go hit the casino, have my belts. And then you go to Greektown, and there's a bunch of people that go to the event. And it's just fun because I remember one time I was walking downtown from eating Pizza Populous, and this was Hell in the Cell 2017. And I'm walking with my undisputed title. You know which one I'm talking about. I'm walking out with my undisputed title, and this guy's like, he jumps out. I'm thinking he wants to fight. I'm like, I'm throwing my belt up. I'm about to smash his face in. And he's like, He had a list of Jericho, and he's like, I challenge you to your belt, and I was like, fuck you, and he's like, you just made the list, and I'm like, hell no, that's your, it was just like, you know, it's fun, it depends how you do it, and then what I do with my seats, I buy a $40 seat, and then I would go down to the box office the day of the show, so you can get an upgrade to floor seats for about $30, $40 more, and then you get a whole – man, I've done that so many times because they don't sell the front rows. They try to film so much. You get a cheap ticket. I mean, it's not cheap, but you get almost – you know, you get front row or you get floor seats for about $50, $60. That's what I do.
Well, that's what I used to do. I would go downtown day of. And we would just buy a ticket from them because, dude, all the fees and shit to buy the tickets, it's ridiculous. You get it from the box office.
Yeah.
It's a fraction of the price. And the last time we did that, like, it said there were still seats available, but it was like they were $75, dude. And they weren't great seats. And the ones up front, they were like $140. I'm like, fuck no. That's paying $280 for me and Bradley to sit on the floor.
No,
that's crazy.
No, definitely not. Definitely not,
yeah.
And I totally agree with you on that. But
after that, I was like, and even after like we had realized, and NXT was fun because it's a different environment. I mean, it's definitely something I would encourage anybody to experience because it's definitely an experience.
For sure, I've never been to an NXT show.
Where you are, there's indie wrestling around you. Apparently, unless you're in the shittiest state in the fucking world, which apparently is New Mexico, according to Gypsy Mac, there's fucking no wrestling. Fuck you, New Mexico State Athletic Commission.
Fuck you, New Mexico.
Fuck you very much.
You're stopping Gypsy Mac from wrestling, and that's terrible.
I mean, they got a fucking school there. Obviously, there is a market for it. You know what I mean, everybody? Morons. You'd be generating money in your own economy. No.
Yep, I'm telling you.
Government regulation. I'm not a fan.
Hold on. I forgot to say this. If anybody wants to give the Texan or Greg DeMarc a call, give us a call. We haven't heard from nobody. Jason, where you guys at? Every call 646-668-8672. Give us a call. We're waiting to hear from you guys. Oh, Greg, what was we talking about earlier? We want to take this time and do it for the fellas. Me and Greg were arguing about this. We were arguing about this earlier.
I'm glad my wife doesn't listen to the show. But that's what we want to ask.
I hope my girl ain't listening to
this. We want you to nominate
who has
the best ass in wrestling.
You guys could look up these people too. Look up Sky Blue. I'm sorry, Sky. I don't, whatever. But, you know, I was saying Sky Blue.
My three nominees were Alexa Bliss, Bayley, and my favorite, my hard number one, Toni Storm. For me, it's Toni Storm. Best ass in wrestling, hands down.
Okay.
We wanna hear.
I agree with you.
Again, there's so many different, you know, I mean, everybody's
You're not any indie ones? Yeah. Okay, you said your WWE ones. What about your indie women?
Ooh, trouble you asked.
Ooh, I got you there.
Heidi Katrina.
Yes.
And it's not
she's
even
one
a question.
Of my favorites, too.
I didn't even have to think about it.
That's for sure. I had to say Sky Blue. I'm sorry. And Heidi Katrina, she got some nice ass, too. But, those are my top two. Now, WWE-wise.
I got to go Toni Storm.
I have to go with Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose.
Oh, shit. Mandy Rose is definitely,
I
don't know.
You fucked up. Mandy Rose has a fat ass. Mandy Rose.
She's not Toni Storm.
Fellas,
but
everybody
she,
who's
she
listening, that's
cool.
Why we're rated
really
R, so whatever.
When we were talking about it earlier, she didn't even cross it. But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's
Mandy
definitely
Rose,
right there on the list.
Mandy Rose, Alexa Bliss for me. Oh, man. Sasha Banks got tonight. No, Bayley got tonight's head, but Sasha Banks knows how to twerk that shit, bro. Sasha Banks knows how to twerk that ass.
I agree. But, again, that's where the different tastes come in, because I guarantee you there's a large part of the population that likes that smaller frame. I'm not a smaller frame guy so much. You know what I mean? But
I'm not either.
I hate to say this, and you can hate me for it, but Bayley, I mean, looks-wise, and we're not talking about wrestling now. We're just on a Rated R podcast, just talking with the boys. Keeping it respectful. Keeping it respectful. But that's all Bailey's got going for it. I mean.
I can't agree with you on that. Because either way, when Bailey had long hair, she was cute. And I love the way she's rocking that short hair, bro.
She
got tonight. Look, Sasha. Look. Bailey has
top 10 in face looks. She's not in anybody's top 10. You know what I mean?
I don't know, dude. I mean, to me, Bailey's cute. I think Bailey's cute all the way around. She got the nice body. She got the. I mean, not 100% fine. Like she's fine, but I mean, she got the cute face. She got the cute face, and dude,
I don't know, Doc.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, she's not dog ugly, but I don't even know if I'd say she has a cute face.
I don't know. I kind of like her little.
Mandy Rose has a beautiful face. Alexa Bliss,
dude, she's
has
hot.
A beautiful
Mandy
face.
Rose is hot.
Yeah,
Bailey's,
Toni Storm has a beautiful face.
Mandy Rose
Bailey,
has a beautiful face.
Sasha Banks has a beautiful face. Bailey's not even cute, bro.
I don't know. Maybe it's the way you're right. I'm trying to be nice. But
yeah, you're being
nonetheless.
Too nice.
We're
just shooting the movies here.
Yes, we are exactly. So I mean. I didn't want to put her face into this. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, but Sasha Bailey has a fat ass. Yes, we all know this.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, she definitely brought up Mandy. She got kicked out of the top 10. It's got to be Toni Storm, Mandy Rose, Alexa Bliss. Alexa got knocked the third.
You know, Jordan, I know Jordan Grace got one too. Jordan Grace got the fat.
Dude, absolutely. I think that she and she has a cute face. And again, I'm not a huge fan of skinny girl. I hate seeing people because you get the most disgusting, disrespectful motherfuckers. I say it all the time, dude. Wrestling fans are the worst, dude. They can be the most disrespectful fucks, you know? And especially, she's one of the people, they you hear it a lot, you know, when she's brought up or picks her because she's not ashamed of herself, and nor should she be. I mean, she's a married woman. Anyway, I mean, so none of you guys are getting it anyway, so you can say whatever you want about her. I mean, you know? But I think that Jordynne Grace is a beautiful woman.
Yes, yes. For sure. For sure, for sure.
Yeah,
oh, that's so funny. That's so funny.
I think you just read the same thing I read. Did you just read something?
Yes, I did. Oh, shit. Hell yeah, I believe that. That's true. Why not? I mean, we can keep this going. Cause, I mean, we there's ass for days that we can talk about.
Did I
say
that earlier? I'm like,
we did.
I'm like, look, Martez is going to cringe because he's a good Christian man. So we're not even going to ask him his opinion.
I did. That's why I didn't ask either. But it is what it is. But I mean, that's why we're rated R. That's why we're rated R, because this is what we do.
Yes, our views, especially on this topic and speaking on this topic, do not reflect necessarily the views of Martez Ale or Open Talk Radio as a whole. That's a disclaimer. That's official. We officially have to say that.
That is straight shoot, brother.
This topic and these are not the views of Martez Ale, and we respectfully did not ask his opinion because he's a good Christian man.
That is true.
Oh, no.
It's right. We are sorry,
no.
But it's true.
Hey, Martez, and this will get us off the topic. Let's, just in case they're listening, let's give a shout-out, man, because, hey, we're all Christians here, and we what we do, and we're rating our show, and for anybody in Martez's congregation who's ever offended, I truly do apologize, because
we apologize over here,
Christian brethren. But let's give a shout-out to your home church, Martez.
To your church. Yes.
We're going to give
you
a minute,
awesome.
Now to get it together, because you might not necessarily be ready. But, yeah, shout out. And any of you that are listening, we're sorry.
And I don't.
and we love you, and we thank you for listening. We value you just like we value all of our listeners.
And if our women are listening, we're sorry. If our women are listening, we're sorry.
Sorry, don't cut it. If my wife heard that conversation, it's going to be a long night.
Oh, yeah, you
think?
Me too.
Sleeping on some piece of furniture that is not our bed, probably.
Me too. I'd probably be sleeping in my car, not even the couch. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck it, I'll sleep in the truck.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
But, yeah, let us know. Let us know on Facebook, in the group. Join the group. Join the fucking group.
Join the group.
Much growth
lately.
I need to do better
and
about
give
promoting
us,
the group. And
give us
the
ideas.
Group.
Give us ideas on
but
topics
yeah,
that you guys would want to talk about. Or if
we want to hear. Yeah, we want to hear your nominees. If you heard the conversation, you've heard the Texans take. He goes with the, you know, with the indie talent from Chicago. I'm going with the talent from over the pond. But, yeah, let us know, man. Check us out on the Rated R 303 Podcast Facebook page, man. Join the group. There's no prerequisite. You have to join, dude. We're letting you in. If you start acting like an ass, we'll simply delete you. It's that simple.
That's it.
Don't be
a
dude. Nobody likes a
don't
dude,
be Debbie Downer. Don't be a Debbie
media.
Downer.
Yeah.
Don't be a Debbie Downer. Just have fun about it. That's what it's about. We talk about wrestling, and we talk about asses. But
speaking of douche, and I mean this with all due respect, man, did you catch the AVZ promo for the New Breed Rumble for the Gold?
I did not. I was at work.
Yeah, he's on his computer and he's bitching and he's like, and we had him on the show, man. He was a lot of fun and he's like, you know, obnoxious. And I mean that as a compliment. The guy is so obnoxious, such a douche. And I mean, again, that's what he's looking for and he's really good at it. And I know the guy and the guy is a hell of a
AVZ
guy.
AVZ is a fucking good guy.
He's not too good to meet you. If you ever see AVZ, and I'm saying that as a disclaimer because he's that good that you believe that this guy really believes he's better than me and he's really a douche, but he's not, you know, sorry to break kayfabe, but he's not such a douche. And he's so good at what he does. The promo is so awesome, so he's I heard about the New Breed Rumble for the Gold. And, I mean, some of the lines, he's like he called Eric Ely's, like, he's totally gross. He goes, and he's, like, totally eating all the steroids. eating all the steroids. you know?
Jesus Christ.
It's just such great stuff. And, you know,
it's
and
such good
like,
shit.
You know, he said something to Karen. His Karen, and which again, like, he couldn't have told him a better gimmick for, you know, just the fact that he has a Karen goes with the gimmick so great. And he's like, and Karen's like, have you checked your inbox? He's like, yeah, I checked it like 4 months ago. And he checks it and he's like, he goes, oh, this is awkward. And just the delivery, dude, it's so hilarious. You got to check this out and check out New Breed, man. And more match announcements are coming out, man. And Day Day's making the posters, man, making some cool-ass posters for New Breed. And, the New Breed Rumble for the Gold, he officially declared for it. He did get an email, like, prior. He was invited. And he's like, you know, at the end of it, he's like, I don't want to sound too eager. He's like, and he starts like, I have some demand. So, as we heard on the show, and we don't, you know, who knows, the promo might have been cut before he was on the show, you know, because now, you know, he was obviously aware at that point. But, so, AVZ has some demands. He mentioned on the show he wants that 20th spot in the Rumble. He deserves it. He's earned it.
Yeah, he has. He's been winning a lot lately, man, and I agree with you, AVZ, man. And if you look at the beginning of the video, he used the little flyer or the little logo I made for him.
Starbucks AVZ logo.
Yeah, I think his coffee shop or his coffee talk should be named after that. You know that. It should be named something different, I believe, that talk show he got. Coffee talk, I mean, it sounds so generic.
It's perfect.
But, anyway, nonetheless.
I think it's so perfect, because that's kind of his thing. And fuck you, dude. Logan spit right in my man Starbucks. And, dude, it's funny. We're sitting there, and I'm like, bro, I want one of them fucking Frappuccinos, bro. My wife is like, yeah,
oh, God.
The wife came out, man, Friday and Saturday. I want to give a shout-out to my wife. God, please, I hope they didn't listen to this anyway. But shout-out to you. I love you, baby.
Yeah.
More than anything. The greatest ass in the world to me. My wife is a wrestler. She'd obviously be the number one, but, yeah.
She's next to you, ain't she? Hell yeah.
No. No, I'm on damage control.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah, shout out to my girl. She's having my son. My son's gonna be here in less than two months, brother. I can't wait. I already talked to Jamie and before I went to the show on Sunday, and she was like, Because I actually put out the news out there over the weekend, and she was like, oh, my gosh. She's like, so soon. I was like, I know, I can't wait. I was like, I'm going to need to run this onesie. And she's like, I got you in all capital letters. I was like, hell yeah. I'm going to have to fucking buy a whole bunch of blank onesies and get all the indie wrestlers to fucking make them onesies, because I'm going to need him to rock every fucking single indie wrestler that has a where I can get a onesie at.
That's what's up. They are. Honestly, man, I found, like, she's like, not very many people sell kid-size shirts. Chuck does it. Obviously, Rachel Green will make you whatever you want. Shout out to Rachel Green. I just want to plug her little side hustle. But, you know, they make whatever, man, whatever you need. They got to make you a mug. Hit up Rachel Green. Let her know what you want. So make it happen. You want a shirt, let her know the color, the size, the design. You want her to design something for you. She got you. So, you know, hit up Rachel Green on Facebook. That's with an AEL. And, you know, order you some shit. She'll make you whatever you want. She does the glittery shit and all that good shit. I don't know nothing about none of that. But shout out to her.
But, yeah, but we're out of time. So stay tuned next for the Gorilla Position with the with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. Up next on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. Man, time flew today, brother. But, man, can't wait till next week.
Man,
we'll see what we have.
Just put a quick plug in, man. WrestleMania Night 2, Royal Oak, Imagine Theater, $25. Theater screen. Be there. Sit by the Rated R.
Come hang out with your boys in Martell. Come hang out with us in Martell.
Absolutely, man.
We'll love to meet you, and we love to meet new people. And Martez, brother, we can't wait. And WrestleMania is going to be a fun night. And we love you guys from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Good night.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise, Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes,
they go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise,
okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, they cruise, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yeah, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it goes smooth, the flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan.